This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Jeremy Wolf.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Wolf, and today I'd like to welcome to the show Aramis Espinosa. And Aramis joins us from Espinosa Realty, LLC. Aramis.
Hi,
now, doing really well, man. How about yourself?
Good. Good to be here.
Yeah, appreciate you coming on the show. And thanks, as always, to our listeners for tuning in to learn more about our great community and the businesses that serve us. So, Aramis, everybody out there listening, I'm sure they've heard of a realtor before. Everybody knows generally what a realtor does, but tell us a little bit about yourself and about Espinosa Realty and what you do.
Espinosa Realty, I'm the broker and owner, family-owned and operated real estate company. We are located here in Pembroke Pines, just outside of Cooper City, probably the next neighboring town. We consist of seven real estate agents from different ethnicities and backgrounds. We speak Spanish, English, Creole, Portuguese, and been in the community, born and raised here in South Florida. Actually lived in Cooper City for a few years and great part of the community.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you live in Cooper City?
Embassy Lakes.
Ah, beautiful, beautiful. So you're right next. So we won't hold it against you that you're over in Pembroke Pines now. We don't hold grudges against neighboring cities around these parts. But so that's pretty cool. You guys, I'd imagine, focus on South Florida area, yes. Broward, Dade.
We cover up to Palm Beach, even Port St. Lucie in some cases, all the way down to Miami-Dade County.
How long have you been in real estate for? Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Been in real estate since 2006. So we got into the business right before the market crash. So we've experienced the ups and downs of the market here in South Florida. So, you know, now with the market crash back in 06 with COVID and all the changes in the recent years. So we've covered a big spectrum of market changes within the South Florida area. And, you know, we're hanging in strong. You know, we hear a lot of backlash of the market changing and skepticism of what's going to happen. But South Florida's been kind of an anomaly in as far as keeping value and still being attractive to outside people moving into Florida.
Yeah, for sure. Certainly COVID threw everything for a loop and been on a little bit of a roller coaster. So what's going on right now? I think there's a lot of people out there that have strong, strong perception, I guess. I'm drawing a blank here. Strong perception of the real estate market right now after COVID. Mm-hmm. What have you seen in the market? What's going on now? What do you see in the future as interest rates start to ease a little bit, specifically here in South Florida?
What I see here in South Florida, it seems a little different than what you see on, let's say, a national platform as far as increase in interest rates causing a decrease in property value. Here, the prices have held tight. The interest rates have decreased a bit in what we've seen in recent months. So it does help the buyer in a sense, where it gives them the power to be able to afford the home in today's market with a recent increase in property value. But sellers are still getting the price they want. Hasn't been a big decrease in property value, at least in the immediate area.
Okay. So you mentioned that you got into realty in 06. When did you form the brokerage?
I formed the brokerage in 2018. We worked with a family-owned brokerage for a few years, and then we branched off because of the brokerage was in Miami, and we wanted to start a brokerage here in Broward County, closer to where we live. And we started that in 19, Espinosa Realty, and we brought a few agents on board. We have seven with us as we speak, and we also have an in-house title company, so we do offer those additional closing services for our clients as well.
That's nice. What would you say the big difference is having started in real estate on the, I guess, on the agent side and then starting your own brokerage? For anybody out there listening, what's the big distinguishing factor? What's the big difference between operating as an agent under a larger brokerage and having brokerage with agents underneath?
Yeah, of course. Being it really goes with personality. So, I mean, some people work better in a group environment where in a big corporate franchise kind of brokerage, there's a lot of structure there. But then you have other agents that work independently, that work better in smaller groups, and they don't like the restrictions of the franchise model. That was kind of where I was leaning towards. And after a few years working under different brokerages, it seemed like there wasn't a perfect fit for me. And I kind of made the decision to take matters into my own hands and start our own brokerage. And I did have a mortgage and real estate experience back in 06 and picked up learning title company, title insurance, got licensed in 09, and kind of merged all those businesses together because kind of they go hand in hand. So we like to offer those additional services to our clients because inevitably they're going to need those.
Yeah, absolutely. Makes sense to have close relationships, if not internal workings that deal with a lot of those issues. So what would you say is the biggest reward that you've had from starting your own brokerage back in 2019?
Real estate is a unique experience. It's once in a lifetime experience for most people when they purchase a home. Young professionals saving, getting out of college, saving to purchase a new home, seeing that whole experience come to fruition at the closing table. It's really gratifying to see, young individuals working hard or even older individuals that are either selling, hitting a new chapter, retiring, empty nesters. So, I mean, it's a life-changing experience in most cases where we see one chapter close and a new chapter open. So it's really gratifying, whichever end of the spectrum the customer is on, seeing them kind of go into a new phase in life.
Let's go back before 2006, before you got into real estate.
Yes.
What was your background prior to that? Did you always want to go into real estate or did you go to school for something else? How did you ultimately end up?
I was actually in physical fitness. I was a personal trainer, started young, weightlifting and things like that. My mother was actually in the real estate industry and kind of introduced me to that. Went to a few networking events with her and kind of took a taking to that that side of the business, sales and in the market. South Florida, they have beautiful homes, and you hear about real estate agents. It's kind of a very desirable, with the $1 million listing shows and all that. People do, it's hard to put words to it, but not envy, but people like that industry because it's something unique, I guess, to tour homes and see how people live, and it's something that caught my interest.
I think that the whole $1 million listing plays into a lot of misconceptions that people have around realtors. Definitely. Just like any TV show, it's going to glorify anything, but it gives people this idea of it being all all peaches and cream and all all positive. But I know, like any other business, there's ups and downs, and it requires a lot of hard work and dedication. $1 million listing, right? So are you still big into fitness, having a personal trainer background?
Yes.
Do you still work out a lot? What do you like to do for fun when you're not?
Not as much. I mean, for fun, I have 3 children now, 7, 8, and a 2-year-old. So
all boys. Your hands full, buddy.
Yeah, we got a busy house. The older ones are getting into soccer, so kind of becoming a soccer family, something new. But, it's enjoyable here. We got great weather and all that. So, I'm basically a soccer dad now.
7, 8, and 2.
Yep.
See, I have going to be 12 and 10 soon. Oh, okay. I didn't go for the third. I was completely good with 2. But yeah, you have an interesting ride ahead of you.
Yeah, the wife wanted the girl, but here we are, 3 boys.
You got 3 boys too. Ooh, lots of fun on the horizon for you, my
future,
friend.
Future real estate agents.
And so they're just now getting into soccer. I think now with Messi having come over here, soccer is, I've been saying now, next 5 years, 10 years, it's going to blow up astronomically in the country. Both my kids are playing on the Cooper City Optimus 5v5 and all that. Where do you guys play soccer?
They play in Silver Lakes and Pines, West Pines.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. So, Aramis, before we wrap up here, what would be the one thing that you'd like to leave our listeners with? Maybe a piece of advice, some wisdom you can share, something that they can use to, whether they're looking for their first home or whether maybe they have the home they live in and they're looking to find an investment property. What's something you could offer our listeners?
Be careful with the advice you take. There's a lot of noise and a lot of skepticism, and you want to make sure that you're getting advice from people with experience that understand the, you know, the market, and that hang in there. I mean, the rates, you know, might be bad news with what it was today than what it was 2 years ago. Rates go up, rates go down, and, you know, stick with the plan, stick with your goal. And, you know, if you're striving to buy a house and it seems unaffordable, you know, the rates will come down eventually. And this is only temporary. Things are cyclical in this market. And, you know, things are high, things are low. So just stick with it. And yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what I could offer.
I actually heard, I spoke with a realtor and I guess a mortgage broker the other day, and they both said that even, you know, the rates right now, it's whatever they are, 6% or so, that's actually still lower than the average over the last 30, 40 years or something like that. It's been historically higher.
Yeah, so we have a short-term memory loss.
People lose context. They're so enamored by the 2% rates that we had leading up to this. So yeah,
exactly.
Good. But I like that advice, right? Be careful with the advice you take, because you do sometimes need to take things with a grain of salt because there is so much information out there. But very cool, man. So what would be a way our listeners can reach out to you if anybody is listening that wants to reach out to learn a little bit more? How could they do so?
Yeah, I have a website, espinozarealty.com. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Google. You can find us any of those platforms. My cell phone directly, 954-825-1129. And yeah, you can find me pretty much everywhere.
All right, man. Sounds good. We will, of course, put a link in the description to all of your contact information. Aramis, thanks so much for joining us today. It was a pleasure getting the opportunity to meet you and learn a little bit about what you do.
Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's what we do. And thanks to our listeners for tuning in. And we will catch everyone next time. Take care and have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Cooper City. To nominate your favorite local business to be featured on the show, go to gnpcoopercity.com. That's gnpcoopercity.com. Or call 954-231-3170.